Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I pray you all are off to a great week. We are officially in the month of November, and I don't know about you, but I am extremely, extremely excited about what's in store because I am trusting and believing that God will show up supernaturally and blow not just my mind, but all of the minds of the listeners to this podcast this month. During church on Sunday, my pastor, Prophetess Leslie, and shout out to Kingdom Full Tabernacle, which is the greatest church on the planet, she shared that this month will be the month of inheritance. This will be the month where we will inherit the blessings God's promised us, our provision, our breakthroughs, whatever it is that we've been believing God for. This is the month where it will actually manifest. And I don't know if you remember, but when I recorded this podcast in early January, I had made mention that God said that this was going to be the year of tangible progress. And the reason why I wanted to highlight that is because this is the month where we indeed will inherit our blessings. This will also be the month where we will actually see the tangible progress and manifestations of the prayers that we've been praying since January. So remain hopeful, don't lose heart, and allow God to truly wow you in the end of this year. Now, before I get into the topic, something that I want to begin incorporating into each episode is affirmations. Now, this is a practice I've been implementing in my personal life because I truly believe and understand the power of words. There's a scripture that says, decree a thing and it shall be established. So those things that you want to see established and manifest it in your physical life, you can speak it into existence through the power of affirmations and declarations. And I'm always going to make sure I make mention of the fact that the declarations that I always say align with the word of God. So for today's affirmation, we're going to say this, and please repeat after me out loud wherever you are. That way you can truly speak to that thing and declare that it will be established. I am wealthy. I walk in financial prosperity and abundance. Money comes to me easily and it comes to me daily. I'm so blessed financially that I can give generously to others and never borrow. Every single thing my hands touch prospers. I will never be poor. I will never lack. Money will not rule me. I will always rule and dominate money. And I'm going to say that again. I said, I am wealthy. I walk in financial prosperity and abundance. Money comes to me easily and it comes to me daily. I'm so blessed financially that I can give generously to others and never borrow. Every single thing my hand touch prospers. I will never be poor. I will never lack. Money will not rule over me, for I will rule and dominate over money. And as you've decreed it, as the scripture says, it is established. Now, I'm very excited about today's topic because it's something that I'm truly, truly passionate about, and that is the importance of wealth. So for today and over the next few episodes, we're going to be doing a deep dive and focus on the principles of wealth and not just any type of wealth. I want to be clear, we're going to be focusing specifically on financial wealth. Now, this definitely has to be a series because there's truly way too much to unpack and cover regarding this topic, especially in just one episode. But for today, we're going to do a brief intro into what wealth actually is and what is God's idea concerning it. Now, when I'm researching any new topic, I always have to look up the dictionary definition. And so I looked up what wealth meant. And according to the Merriam Dictionary, wealth means this: an abundance of valuable possessions or money, the state of being rich, material prosperity, plentiful supplies of a particular resource. And some synonyms include affluence, riches, prosperity, cash, luxury, deep pockets, capital, plenty. Listen, I'm getting excited just listening to that. all great things. These are all things we love, things we need, things that would answer a lot of our prayers right now. I don't know about you, but I could do, you know, I could do a lot of things with some riches and some good luxury. Shout out to Black Girl Luxury. And, you know, just as important it is to know what wealth is, it's also as important to know what it is not. So I also looked up some of the antonyms of wealth, and I found that the opposite of wealth is poverty, privation, lack. And these things, or lack, I will say, is the state of being without or not having enough of something. And in this case, we're dealing with the state of being without and not having enough money. Now, why am I bringing up this topic? The reason why I'm, you know, very passionate about this, and the reason why I decided to do an entire series on it, is because I want us to understand one very, very, very important fact, and that's this. It is God's will and desire for your life to be wealthy. I repeat, it is God's will and desire for your life to be wealthy. God wants you to be rich. And so that means anytime you're not operating in prosperity or walking in wealth, you are living and operating outside the will of God. If you are poor, you're outside the will of God. If you are in poverty, you are being disobedient. Poverty was never on God's mind when he created you and I. This means that when we don't have enough money, we are giving into and satisfying the plans of the enemy. And that itself is very demonic. That itself is troublesome. I don't like not having money. And so I'm really gonna just discuss more about why this topic is so important. And I know this is not what many of us are used to hearing, but it's the truth. And it's something more people truly need to be mindful of. You know, God wants you to be wealthy and experience wealth in all areas, especially when it comes to finances. And so over this series, we're going to truly break that down, highlight some key principles concerning wealth, how to obtain it, how to get it, how you can actually remain poor, all of these different things we're going to talk about. So one of the things that I noticed or that I learned while researching this topic is that money is actually mentioned over 800 times in the Bible. And anytime you see something repeated that much, that means God is trying to, one, bring your attention to it and or emphasize the importance of it. Now, I'm definitely not about to go through 800 scriptures, but I do want us to highlight a few verses that further prove the fact that God wants you to be wealthy. So first, we'll read Genesis 1:27, and it reads, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Now, I want you to keep this verse in mind and hone in on the fact that we are all created in the image of God, which means that we are to walk and be like him in all aspects and in all ways. Now, one major attribute of God, one of his characteristics, is the fact that he is wealthy. Psalms 112 verse 3 says, "Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." If wealth and riches are in his house, and he made us in his image, that means wealth and riches are also to be in your house. That means we are also wealthy. It doesn't say poverty is in his house. It doesn't mention lack being associated with his makeup. It very distinctly and intentionally highlights both wealth and riches are who God is. It represents who, you know, who he is. And I believe that the author used both terms because he wanted you to be clear of the fact that, listen, God is big balling. He's rolling in the dough. He's rolling in the coins. He's liking the cash money. And so if God is all of these things, that means that we should too also be rolling in dough. We should too also have cash. We should too also be wealthy. Now also read Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans of prosperity and not harm. Plans of hope and a future." Now, we just read earlier that prosperity is a synonym for wealth. So if God's will for your life is to prosper, it means that his will for your life is to be wealthy. His will for your life is to have money, not to be in poverty. And the reason I'm stressing this fact so much is because that there are way too many people who have been comfortable with being poor. Way too many of us are just okay with not having money. And that is an error. Imagine the life that you could live if you walked in overflow, if you had more money. Imagine the prosperous and luxurious lifestyle you would have if you truly walked in financial wealth. You know, it's actually worse to not have money than it is to be rich. And there's a scripture in Ecclesiastes which says, money answers all things. I repeat, money answers all things. Money answers prayers. Money solves problems. And think about the problems you'd be able to solve if you had more money. World hunger, homelessness, human trafficking. You'd be able to buy women back from traffickers. You'd be able to provide for the poor. You'd be able to make an impact and further his kingdom agenda when, you know, you're walking in that wealth. We'd be able to answer the prayers of other people. Imagine if you'd be able to bless someone and pay off their tuition. You can't do that if you're poor. We were created to be a blessing, and that is what God had in mind when he created us. So this is why it's so important for us to have this financial abundance and walk in wealth, because God would like for us to be the answer to various problems that are associated with what's happening around the world today. Now, the last scripture I'll highlight is Deuteronomy 28 and 11, and it says, and the Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, within the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Anytime I read that, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. This is legit a promise from God. He is promising you prosperity in all areas. Prosperity, wealth, abundance, is the will of God for your life. Now, these are only a few of the hundred of scriptures that show the importance of wealth. And I hope that at this point, I've debunked any myth or mindset where you thought that it was okay to not be rich. If you take away one thing from today's episodes, it would be poverty and lack is not the will of God for your life. Okay, so we understand that God wants us to have money, and in the next episode, we'll delve deeper into how to go about getting it. But before I even touch on that, I just want us to briefly highlight two very important points. That's one, understand that money and wealth comes from God. And two, we are instructed to surrender our finances, our wealth to him. So moving back to number one, understand that wealth comes from God. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Simply, God is the one who makes us rich. He is the one who will give you the ideas, the wisdom, the resources, the knowledge, anything that is required to get you to become wealthy. You know, one mistake many people have is thinking that when we pray for money, God is simply just going to drop a bag of coins from the sky into our laps. And now while he can absolutely do that because he's God, oftentimes, the way God answers our prayers of financial increase is by giving us an idea or an instruction to follow that will cause us or lead us into getting that money and obtaining that true wealth. It may be a business idea, an instruction to apply to a job, an instruction to volunteer and serve at a church, whatever it may be. It's important to know that you must seek God first and inquire about how he wants you to go about obtaining and making wealth. You cannot seek wealth without seeking the source of wealth. And the way that you do that is through prayer, through reading your word, ask the Lord, say, Lord, I need more money. I know you're a God of wealth. I know you created me to be wealthy. Show me what it is that I need to do in order to obtain it. And I promise you that if you pray this prayer and if you truly seek God's face and God's will, he will speak to you and he will answer you. But know that when he answers you, you need to move and you need to obey, because if you do not, you will continue to operate in the position that you've been in, walking in lack, walking in poverty, which is all things that are not associated with God's will for your life. Now, the next thing, we are to surrender our finances to him. Proverbs 3 verses 9 through 10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. You are to honor God with your wealth by surrendering it to him. And surrender means to just give it, submit. Whatever he wants to do, whatever he wants you to do with it, you must do. We are to be obedient in how he instructs us to spend it, how he instructs us to steward it. Give when he says give, save when he says save. And the promise here is that when you do this, when you honor him with your finances, your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. This just means overflow. Honoring God with your wealth will bring you into a level of abundance and prosperity that will cause you to walk in overflow and blow your mind. There's a scripture in the Bible where God gives us an instruction to tithe, and I'll talk about that in a later episode. But he gives us this instruction to tithe, and he says, if we do this, then he will open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there won't be enough room to store it. That's the abundance that is promised only if we honor him in the area of our finances. Listen, y'all, God is a good father. Even looking at it from a practical sense, a good father will always give you what you need. If it's food that you need, he'll provide it. If it's a job that you'll need, he'll approve you for it. If it's money that you'll need, he'll bless you with it. All he requires of us is to seek him first. It's simple. Just seek him first and allow him to show you the rest. Allow him to do the rest. And as I was reading these, the scripture, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce, then your barns will be filled with plenty. It makes me think that wealth is oftentimes, or the production of wealth or the result of wealth is a result of obedience, is a result of an instruction. So I want us to keep that in mind as we're listening throughout this episode and as we're going about the variety of different episodes within this series. Now, I know I've said a lot today, but you know we can't end without having an action item and some homework. So for this week, I want us to, one, repent and ask God to forgive you for being outside of his will. We have already mentioned that God's will for our life is to walk in wealth, is to walk in abundance, is to walk in prosperity. And so if you are currently not living in that realm, you are outside in the will of God, you are being disobedient, and it's important for us to repent and ask God to forgive us for being outside of this will, of his will. The next thing, after we've repented, it's important for us to now pray and ask God to align us with his will. We've just read that his will for our life is to be wealthy. So invite God in and ask him for insight into how to go about becoming wealthy. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. When we seek his will concerning our finances, he will begin to give you million-dollar ideas. He'll bring you destiny helpers. He'll bring you people who will show you how to get money and even see God come through. You'll even see God come through supernaturally and provide for you in ways you could have never imagined. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the faithful Father we are privileged to have. This just always just makes me so happy. Now, I also think that this would be a good time to reflect and think about why we've been struggling financially. You know, are there goals that you were meant to generate some sort of income that you haven't completed? Have you been a poor steward of your finances? Have you been spending money frivolously? Have you been lazy? Through this series, we're going to be going through a variety of different principles and commandments concerning wealth, and it'll actually address a lot of these issues. And so I want us to know exactly what those areas of weaknesses are, because until you address the issue, until you identify what's been causing you to walk in lack, to walk in poverty, things will not change. Now, I pray this opened, your eyes and allowed you to see the fact that we are all called to prosperity. Money is a good thing. Wealth is a good thing. It's God's will and desire for your life to be wealthy, and anything outside of that goes against your true identity. So listen, if you're walking in prosperity, if you're walking in poverty, if you're walking in lack, you're a fraud. You're frauding, so you're capping. You're capping. So let's make it a point to do what needs to be done and make sure we are aligned with His will and that we are walking in the riches of His glory here on earth, not when we're dead, here today, now. God wants us to experience heaven on earth now. So I love you. I pray you have a wonderful week. Now let's get rich and dominate.